Distorted View Daily proudly presents an old black woman having nightmares.
What's wrong?
Hey, you better get that shit straight, Chris.
Who is Chris?
He know who he is. Christopher Columbus come over here with that bullshit, trying to call them in and out of that goddamn land. Y'all to go back to Mexico. You Alamo, you motherfucker. David Crockett got that shit right in his goddamn head, that possum. Ain't no such thing as a possum in good luck and shit. All that bullshit. You better go somewhere. Get that shit together, get it straight. They had to come down here and help us. The North had to come out and help us through some damn savages. We were stupid. Chris Rock and all of them. Got babies dying. Turning over chips and stuff, tearing up everything. It ain't time for that bullshit. Don't go to America. Fuck y'all. Go somewhere else.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about them Aztec idiots and the damn, Chris Rock and him coming over here starting all that shit from Africa.
The Aztec Indians are from the Americas, man.
I know it, but they it's in their head. The messed up stuff that you can't trust them long.
The Aztecs didn't mess anything up. What are you talking about? The Spanish cane and
that's the same thing. I'm sorry, Chris. Granny, don't feel good.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Snicker clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, 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 we're back! Hey, Freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me as we kick off a new week of programs. I feel like it's been so very long since I last spoke to you. I am ecstatic to be back, yet I am disappointed and angry. I'm disappointed because I didn't get nearly as much stuff done as I was hoping to in this last week. As a matter of fact, I jumped the gun on my stupid Facebook page, and I said, wow, here we go. I am ready to roll, starting on Monday, which would be today. Here's a spoiler alert. Whatever I'm about to say is not going to happen now. But on my Facebook page, I said, look, DVDA is going to return. It's going to be a live video show. DVDA, for those of you who don't know, I didn't even know this. I forgot that I did this a while ago, and I was going to bring it back. Is the Distorted View Daily After Show, right? So the idea was I would post the show in the early afternoon, probably around 2 o'clock or so. Then at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, I'd be on Ustream or Livestream, one of those fucking services, with a live Distorted View After Show. There's going to be a call-in component. I was going to play you some videos that I ran across that day that I couldn't play on the show because there's maybe not a lot of good audio. And we just have fun. I'd mention things maybe that I forgot to talk about on the show. And maybe it'd be a half hour or an hour. It could really be as long as we wanted. You know what I mean? Depending on how the calls are. I have a feeling the shows will be very short if my voicemails are any indication of the quality. Regardless, it's not going to happen today because I'm simply not ready. I had to reconfigure my studio. It looks a lot better now, and I think it's going to work, but it just took so long, and I had to literally move all my stuff to a different room,
I had a split. There's two rooms being used now, and I had to, like, refinish. There was, like, a lot of manual labor involved. Like, I had to refinish a floor and all this other shit. But what regard? That's neither here nor there. On Wednesday, I guess we're going to do the after show. That'll be the first time we do it. Today, though, maybe I might be dicking around on the Ustream or live stream channel. I don't even know what I want to use yet. I didn't even get that far. I have one camera set up right now, and the last studio I had was two. So, and the lighting is all fucked up. So, it's going to be a lot of messing around. So, if you guys are bored today, check out distortedview.com. I'll put a link to the Ustream channel or Facebook or Twitter or something. So, that's that, unfortunately. But the idea is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday we'll be doing after shows at 3 p.m., I think is the time. And the reason why it's just those 3 days is because Tuesday's program is an extended one. It usually takes me a little bit longer to do the show, and it's for Sideshow Freaks. Thursday's program is Sideshow exclusive. So we'll do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So that way, every single day, there's going to be something for Sideshow Freaks. And the idea behind the live show is anyone can watch the show live. If you want to catch a rebroadcast or an archive or whatever of the video, you'll have to be Sideshow members because that's where it'll be posted. All right, so that's that. Next up, I got to say thank you so much to Corey for filling in for me with some Butt Fudge Sundays. Very good episodes Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I was listening to them, and of course, my favorite bit was, me on intervention because I'm, an egomaniac. But that's great. If you missed any of the Butt Fudge Sunday shows, they're up for everyone to listen to. Thursday's program, of course, is Sideshow exclusive, though. So, again, thank you so much, Corey. And I know he wants to do some more episodes, so probably later in the year, whenever he gets a chance to do some, Butt Fudge Sunday will, of course, return. Everyone go to buttfudgesunday.com for more content. You can actually purchase CDs of all of Corey's material, like his songs and sketches and stuff, which is great because it's in very high quality. And I think you can get, four CDs? No, six digital download CDs for just $40. Go to buttfudgesunday right now. You can purchase via PayPal. All right, so again, thank you so much, Corey. I thought I would do something special rather than just, I could have done some best of episodes or, just replayed episodes, but I thought I'd do a couple specials on Monday and Tuesday. They did not go over so well with the listeners. I don't know what you people want. You like Distorted View, but you don't like the compilation material. Not so much the interview show, but the music episode caused some controversy. I thought, it would be fun to do a really long special, like 2 hours or something, and just play back-to-back music, whether it be Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees or some of the mashups that listeners have created, or just some shit that we play on the show and the songs that I sing or try to sing. But the very, I think I posted the show at, 3 o'clock, and then at, 3:30... my first Twitter message came in from... What the hell's her name? And why is this so slow? This is another problem. My stupid computer. I have one Windows computer, and of course that's the one giving me problems. What's her name? Aaron? Era? I don't know. She says, oh my fucking God, a music edition of Distorted View. Ew, OMFG. That's like a test of fucking patience. Fuck you. And then she puts deletes as if she's deleting the show. Well, fuck you, Aaron, Erica, Era. Actually, I did get some nice feedback about that, especially Sideshow Freaks, because Sideshow Freaks got an hour of extra music, and I even sang a new song. She also told stay away, you'll never know what you... Some catch. Cheap trick. Well, just the other day, I heard a soldier's falling. Of all songs. Of all fucking songs to choose, I could have picked anything from the Billboard Top 1000, but I chose a song from, 1972 or something like that? I don't know. All right, so there you go. That's what happened. Oh, and I got to mention the interview show. It's fun to go back and listen to those past things. How great was Roy Killer War? I was trying to edit the interview down because I didn't want to play the whole thing because I think it went on for a half hour or something like that. But I was so entertained by him. I need to get him back on the program. He is such a fucking train wreck. I know he's got some new stories for us. It's been a couple years since we talked to him. So I'm going to work on getting Roy Killer War. Now, enough of this bullshit, talking about the past. We got to talk about now, the present, man. I've got some great audio to share with you today as we get, back into the swing of things. Tonetta is back with some new music. It's a doozy.
Seems like.
It's a doozy number twozy.
Seems like. You got a little scat on your lips, yeah. You got a little scat on your ass, yeah. Well,
hey, during this whole video, this would be a good video for the after show because he's smearing shit all over his body, or what appears to be shit. I'm sure it's just Hershey's. I think Tonet is letting himself go. He looks fatter. His thong isn't fitting quite right anymore.
That's where it's at, baby. Yeah.
I've been saying that for years. If you're doing a comedy show, boom, scat is where it's at.
That's where it's at. Oh, yeah. That's where it's at, baby. Yeah. Scat is scat. Yeah, yeah.
Quite an opus for Tonetta. Song clocks in at over 4 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing. You get the idea. Moving on, here is a drunk guy. And, you know, if you are arrested for being drunk and you're in the back of a police car, there is no better way to prove how drunk you are than by singing the entire song Bohemian Rhapsody from start to finish.
I have done nothing wrong, and even the situation where you grabbed me nothing to do with having been sort of intoxicated, as you proclaim. I didn't see that I was intoxicated when you grabbed me, and I have an ear. But it doesn't even.
Wait a second. What was that? Those weren't words.
You grabbed me, and I have an ear.
I haven't either. Adam, like, again, you're disproving your drunkenness right now.
What it has to do with brotherhood of men on the planet Earth. Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Landslide. Drunk guy sounds better than me when I sing.
In your mind, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy, 'cause it's easy come, easy go, little high, little low, anywhere the wind blows. Really
to take our act on the road.
To me.
Oh, he's gonna do that part too. Such a hog. All right, let me fast forward a bit here.
I've never been born at all. Carry on. If nothing really matters.
The cop is smart. He's not saying anything. Letting this guy go. Oh, is that it? Oh. I think they're at the police station at this point because the car is parked.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, we do the fandango. Thunderbolts of lightning, very, very frightening. Galileo, Figaro, Magnifico!
I want to see if he headbangs, a la Wayne's World. Put his head on the glass.
Sparing his life from his monstrosity.
He
Easy come, easy go. Will you let
just like me
go? There's me, no, we will not go. No. Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has the devil put aside for thee, for thee, for thee.
That's kind of lame, right? He's not headbanging.
So you think you can stone me and spit in my eye? So you think you can love me and leave me to die?
Okay, I gotta stop. I'll just sing the whole thing, too. All right, so there's a drunk guy in the back of a police cruiser singing Bohemian Rhapsody in its entirety. Corey sent me some clips here. This is stuff he didn't get to on the show, but very good. Here is the first. We've got a new Bader.
Yeah, Jack, this is Harry Popper Bader here.
Harry Popper Bader.
Kicking back, fucking legs widespread, big hairy legs. Mm-hmm. Just stroking on, making love to my fucking penis, man. Fucking.
Isn't that a weird term, making love to my penis?
Isn't it?
You're jerking off.
Been edging out, for God.
There's nothing romantic about it.
Hours, man.
Slathering on lube and using your big, fat, calloused hands to pop one off.
Fucking not.
So just, sexy.
Working up the cum in my fucking tanks, man. Oh, it just feels so fucking good, man. I'm fucking addicted, chronic masturbator, man. Fucking spend all day Saturday fucking masturbating my penis, man. I fucking love it. Fucking greasy, fucking Bader cock, man. Fucking love this Albaline. It's like the fuck.
Hey, if I was a guy who was into gooning and, you know, chronic masturbation, my handle would not be Harry Popper Bader. It would be Darth Bader.
Bader's fucking god, man. I just fucking keep on putting it on my penis, man.
I could squeeze my penis just by using the force. Like Darth Vader, you know how he strangled that dude in the first movie?
Going up and down, up and down. Fucking love feeling that.
You see my penis head just turning purple?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dun, 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 dun,
penis, man. Yeah, just fucking fisting it.
What?
Fucking flared out helmet head. Ooh. Fucking rigid skin up there, man. I feel it against my fucking fist, man. That fucking flared out, ridged out fucking helmet head. Fuck, man.
This goes on for another 2 minutes.
Yeah, I fucking want to come so bad, man.
Well, then just do it. You know, it takes me literally 5 minutes to jerk up. That's from start to finish. That's like unzipping my pants, pulling down my underwear, finding porn on the internet, and completing. And cleaning up!
For so long.
Come on, what is this, like, hours?
Working it, milking it.
Okay.
Also, I can fucking ejaculate semen, man. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about, man. Just fucking producing the biggest fucking cum load. You know, just fucking edging and edging. That fucking humongous cum load builds up. Can't fight it anymore. It's that fucking spill seed.
Have you ever see the thing? I would love to talk to a Bader. Have I talked to a Bader before on the show? I don't know. Have you guys ever like jerked off, right? And you're trying to prolong it, but you go a little too far, and you have like it's not really it's kind of an orgasm, but you think that it just isn't good, basically. And then you try to keep jerking off, and you missed your chance, basically. That ever happened to you? If so, call into the voicemail line. Oh, you know, when I do the after show, we'll have a phone number you can call into, along with Skype and all that other bullshit. All right, Corey featured Blue Iris on Butt Fudge Sunday. Blue Iris is an old lady. She's into granny porn.
I want to drain your balls.
Yeah.
I want to really drain your balls. They need it.
Okay.
Wave the feather around.
I want to drain your penis.
See, I want that big black sausage.
Big black sausage. I want that big black sausage. I want you to come on my face. I want to come on your face.
She sounds like she's dead, doesn't it?
I want those big black balls.
Yeah.
I want that big black dick. Spit on me.
A woman that old wouldn't say black, right? She would say, I want that colored dick. Or, you know, like, I want that Negro penis. My
I just love
hole.
Big black cocks. I love them. Put it all over my face.
Let's be authentic about it.
And my
I want my old women to be, you know, racist.
And rub it on my tits.
Like, if you're a black guy and you're into old ladies, wouldn't part of the allure be them being kind of racist
I
to
just
you?
Love it. It's just wonderful. He's got a big black cock ring on. I just love the silver on the buttons.
Look toward me?
Mm.
Watch me suck this big black cock.
Watch me suck this big black cock.
I'm going to drain his balls dry.
Okay. I mean, this goes on and on. What the hell is she doing? She gasping for air? I'm going to get her oxygen. Let me fast forward.
It's wonderful. Oh.
I really like that penis. All right, finally, before we move on, here is a retard singing You Are My Sunshine. Very good. This is your cue, retard. Stupid mongoloids can never hit their mark. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, very important couple things to mention. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. Superfreaksideshow.com. It is DV's member site. Every week, I do extended shows, typically on Tuesday, exclusive programs on Thursday. And now, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I will be posting the DVDA video, the Distorted View Daily After Show. If you want all this, plus full access to the entire archive of programs, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. And while you're out there spending money, why not use coupon code FREAK at checkout? Sure! When you get your Sideshow membership, naturally you're going to want a butt plug or anal beads to... you know, stimulate all of your senses, your anal senses. Yeah, AdamandEve.com, coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. You get 50% off. That's half off just about any item. Find something you like, add it to your cart. You're also going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at AdamandEve.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The more I hear from Michelle Duggar, the more I hate this bitch. You know, that video, I talk about it all the time, where I say maybe it's not a good idea that she has all these children, and she fucking almost died from having a kid, and she continues to have these fucking things. It's too much, right? So that's one reason I hate her. Then she came out in support of all fucking people, Rick Santorum, right, who has no shot to be president of the United States, but and he's the one of the craziest of the bunch. So then there's that. She made another video, and she dragged all her fucking 19 children in to do that, and her husband. She's back with more stupidity. Michelle Duggar says overpopulation is a lie. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was Michelle Duggar, PhD. It's a little known fact. You know, when she's not raising her 20,000 children
She's in the lab with other scientists. What the world needs now is more children, says 19 kids and counting mother Michelle Duggar. What about overpopulation, you may ask? Oh, don't worry about that. She says that the world supporting a record 7 billion people, it's no biggie. She's just getting started. She says that the whole mindset of overpopulation is not true. It is a lie. How the fuck would she know it's a lie? You know what I mean? Duggar told that to the Christian Broadcasting Network. The idea of overpopulation is not accurate because, really, the entire population of the world, if they each stood shoulder to shoulder, could fit in the city limits of Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, you had to drag Florida into this, right? Even Florida's like, whoa, 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 whoa. You're fucking crazy, bitch. So if you realize that aspect of it, and what a great world that would be, you know, standing shoulder to shoulder next to someone for your entire life. So if you realize that aspect of it, we realize we're not anywhere near being overpopulated, she explains. Yeah, okay. All right. All right. Even if we're talking like space-wise, you know, like land mass or whatever. And there's areas where there's very few people. And I guess you want to ship some people to Antarctica and stuff like that. That's one thing. But what about like food issues? You know what I mean? Like farming. Where are we going to get all this shit to support people? We're already heading towards a disaster. Oh, she's just so stupid. We've had other countries coming to our doorsteps asking us to please let their people know that they need to have more children because their death rates are outnumbering their birth rates. That's a good thing. That's equaling everything out. We need more people dead. I've been saying that for years. Seriously, have you ever heard someone actually advocating that we need more people in this world? She's the only person that's ever said that I've ever heard. It's nonsense. We don't have enough people. All right, Duggar, who recently had a family funeral for her miscarried fetus, it wasn't a family funeral. It was a fucking internet funeral, basically. She said she agrees with Mother Teresa. To say there are too many kids is like saying there are too many flowers. Yeah, well, flowers don't fucking eat all of our resources and shit all over the place and cry at restaurants when I'm trying to eat my food. All right, the interview started with a question from a viewer asking if 19 children might be too many. That question came from Tim Henson. I'm an avid CBN watcher. All right. Oh, wow. A shocked Duggar responded. Really? That's the first time she ever that ever entered her brain that someone might think that she has too many kids? Jesus fucking Christ. I can't take it. I'm going to blow my brains out here. One less person to worry about, right? All right, second story we have for you today. A 76-year-old Texas man was charged with murder for shooting his wife and his two dogs after one of the animals pooped in the house. Police arrested Michael Steven Stoles after a five-hour standoff. All of this because of a dog turd. At the man's home in the Dallas suburb of Louisville late Tuesday, he was charged with murder and the shooting death of his wife, Bernice Stoles, and remained in the Denton County Jail on Wednesday on a $250,000 bond. Stoles told officers that he shot his 49-year-old wife, and in addition to that, the couple's two dogs, after the German Shepherd mix defecated on the floor on Saturday, said Police Captain Kevin Deaver. He told officers that he shot the dog, then the other dog, you know, just to be even about it, a Rottweiler, then his wife, because she's a fucking dog too, ba-dum-bum, who was screaming because of the shootings of the dog. Police said he just wanted quiet! But for 1 second, I don't want to have to clean dog shit! I don't want to have to hear my nagging wife or barking, nothing! Police were called to investigate after Bernice Stoll's employer reported that she failed to show up for work for several days. Stoles rebuffed officers who asked to enter the house and check on the woman's welfare. Officers reported smelling an odor of decomposition from the home and called for SWAT officers to help encourage Stoles to surrender. SWAT officers finally sent a robot with a camera inside for a look. They noticed Stoles was unarmed and lying on the floor. He finally surrendered peacefully. Bernice Stoles' body was found on the kitchen floor with a gunshot wound to the head. Stoles told officers he'd also intended to kill himself, but ran out of bullets. Oh, a convenient excuse. All right, so there you go. Final story we have for you today. Further proof that we are headed towards a monkey future. Monkey
near future. Robo bonobos are a real thing. Yes, it's a robotic ape. It's got a water cannon on it, and it will eventually be able to chase you around under the direct control of real bonobos. That's right. Bonobos wielding wireless keyboards and iPads. So, all right, let's take this step by step. First of all, we're encouraging monkeys to attack us with water cannons and shit like that. Second of all, we're teaching them how to use computers and iPads. What, we might as well just hand them over the keys to the government and the world, you know, and our stockpile of nukes and shit. The bonobos at Bonobo Hope Great Ape Trust Sanctuary in Des Moines, Iowa, have gotten comfortable. See what I'm... listen to this. They've gotten comfortable communicating with humans through the use of sequences of visual lexigrams. I don't even know what lexigrams are, and monkeys are using them now? The apes can take advantage of a vocab of nearly 400 different words. Again, I don't even know 400 different words, like hello or tickle or burrito. And their human caretakers are looking to expand the ways in which the bonobos are able to interact with humans and the outside world. The humans have already built a prototype for a robot that the bonobos will be able to control directly, using it to play chase games or hunger games or squirt guests with an onboard water gun. All it takes is one monkey to escape and replace that water gun with a fucking machine gun or something, or a missile launcher. This project goes far beyond the robot, though. What Dr. Ken Schweller, a professor of computer science and psychology and chair of the Great Ape Trust, wants to do is develop a set of internet-connected keyboards. What? That the bonobos can carry around with them and use to communicate directly with humans. Humans, for their part, will be able to use an app that translates their speech directly to symbols used by bonobos, potentially opening up real two-way intelligent communication between you and another species. Well, I don't agree with this at all. Come on, who's with me? Let's storm that fucking Great Ape Trust Sanctuary and take care of that problem once and for all, if you get my drift. Bang, bang. All right, That's monkey talk for blow their fucking monkey brains out. All right. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, it's been so long since I've heard from you. Yes, freak. Speak to me, please.
Hey, Paget.
Oh.
Yo, Tim, I think only dumb people listen to the radio, you know. Since stupid people make less money, they can't afford iPods. Therefore, stupid people are the only ones listening to the radio. And they like repetition and shitty pop music. And I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Music nowadays does suck. I'm like, what am I, 25? I don't fucking know how old I am. Yeah, it's pretty bad on the radio, man.
I agree.
Mean, radio music's always been shitty, but I think lately it's just been getting worse.
Thank you for that expert analysis. I do agree, though. I think people, you know, and the thing is, there's so many more options now. And the radio business really needs to fucking adapt. It's got to be a dying industry.
What happened to your intro?
Oh, my God. We go through this every time. Did you hear that? Let me raise his voice because he's very soft-spoken. He's a soft-spoken black man.
What happened to your intro? Some sound like this when you hear your sexy voice.
Oh. Hello.
I'm going in my fucking cock right now. Oh.
All right, thank you very much. It's a bunch of buffoonery on the voicemail line today.
Hey, what's up, Tim? It's Dankonia, Freeside Listener, calling in. Listen, man, I wanted to talk to you about getting new listeners, because we all know that's what it's about. And
it
my
is.
$5, check's in the mail, baby. Don't worry about it. I got a bunch of guys at work that I think would like your show.
But?
And I want to expose them to your show, but I don't know, like, what's the best show. And I know other listeners have called in before on this, but I just want to know, you know, in your vast view back, looking across all your accomplishments, what do you think is the best show to, like, burn to a CD so somebody can pop it in their car and listen by themselves?
I know some listeners were doing that, like putting some of their favorite shows and giving them to friends. I did a program, what was it, a couple years ago, probably more than that now, where it was a program to help new listeners get up to speed on all of the shit that I talk about, all of the audio clips that I play a lot of, you know what I mean, that I play repeatedly. Like the dickhole guy, fisting guy, you know, the gay guy. It was just sort of to get everyone up to speed. I can't remember the name of that show, and I don't know why it's not posted, why it's not easily available on distortedview.com. It's just one more of my huge fuck-ups. I think someone found it recently. I have it here. I just have to post it again is what it comes down to. But yeah, I will do that. I'll post that. It's like, you know, I think it might be a couple hours in length, and that's a good... Distorted View Primer, I guess.
Hey, Tim, it's me, A-Watch. Yeah, I'm coming here from Pittsburgh. Yeah, your greeting is actually gone. Ignore the first message I sent because it was retarded. Okay. I fucking train wrecked myself.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do it this time. I was actually calling him because I have an important message. One important message is for, like, an info update. Where I'm doing classes right now, like, two of the people that I'm, like, kind of friends with there are paramedics. And the other one, he works at a mental institution, so I'm getting plenty of stories about how crazy the job is.
I bet.
One of these days, I'll have to bring my little, my iPod because my headphone connector record to the iPod. I was thinking if I could just record that, I could just send it to you.
Have your friend who works the cuckoo nest, record some of his interactions with the crazies.
Chico, Tim, you hot man.
Really? What happened? Your voice started off strong here. Listen.
Chagoo, Tim, you hot man.
And then, boom.
One, leave your voicemail message off of your voicemail so the retards from YouTube will keep calling in and be unsuspecting.
That's true. That's probably the best thing that happened, is that the voicemail intro got deleted. I guess the service I use accidentally deleted all of them or something. And because it's the same problem Corey had. So I guess it was like a service-wide issue. But that's pretty much when all the calls, or the whole Michelle Duggar thing called, and that's when people started calling into the voicemail line about that.
Hey, Sammy, it's yourself a playing favorite. Listen to your puppy up and it'll be off.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just calling because I'm mildly depressed. My girlfriend of 4 years broke up with me, but that's not what I'm coming to.
Oh wait, what was that? Girlfriend dumped him. What?
4 years broke up with me, but that's not what I'm coming to tell you about. What I'm coming to tell you about is that
you want a hand job. Look, I am willing to accommodate as long as you are a sideshow member.
After my girlfriend, who is a vegetarian who loves animals, broke up with me, I was listening to your podcast and I heard the Bunny Crush audio. She absolutely loves bunnies. So that audio now just has a special place in my heart. I know that she really, really hated it, and it's still gosh darn special to me now. Okay, Sam, have fun fucking your own goddamn hand.
Okay. All right, I know. It's a sad life.
Hey, Sam, Tone Deaf Sean here.
Ah.
Hey, what is wrong with these kids today? They don't know how to fucking stand up for themselves. If a fucking teacher tells you you can't go to the fucking bathroom, if you go fucking pee in a bucket,
I'd pull my pants down and piss right on his face.
Get up and walk out of the fucking room and go to the bathroom. You don't need to go pee in a bucket and then sue the fucking school.
That's a more lucrative route.
Fucking retarded.
Retarded.
Hey, Tim.
No, I'm not doing two.
Why are you a fucker?
Hey,
Charles Bronson, you ever seen that movie with Tom Hardy? Tom Hardy's everywhere now. I'm not gay, but you are. I'm sure you think he's amazing.
I don't know who that is.
I like him. He's got his little tallywhacker wiggling around in the Bronson movies. Anyways, boo. I go places. I see these little kids. I go with my Tom Hardy, Mickey Peterson, Charlie Bronson mode, you know. And I, like, intimidate them. And I tell them, Timmy, spiral ham fucker. Distorted view daily.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Distorted View Sideshow Freak Meredith. I just had a sort of Distorted View moment. I was walking down the hall at college and I saw a girl wearing a shirt that said S-O-O-O, juicy, as in it's so juicy. Keep up the good work, Timmy Boo.
Love you. Bye. Very nice. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGOD. Is it OGOD? Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Today, my time has come. Send shivers down my spine. Body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go. Gotta leave you all behind. Face the truth.
Mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia!